But first, a word from our sponsor.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events.
For the rest of us, there's Facebook. Did you read what that bitch said?
What you also do very well is the weather. Nobody does it better than this guy. We have estimated that you have done more than 100,000 weather forecasts.
Wow.
Is that unbelievable? So we have one more for you right now.
Well, take it away.
Take it away.
For the next 3 months, it's going to be cold and...
Perfect.
It's going to snow from time to time. What's that?
Don't go out on a limb, Dick.
I do that almost every night, but bless your hearts. Thank you so much.
There's the 8-day forecast. All right, Tim, final thought from you.
You know, I just want to say that Dick has always told all of us that in this business, we're all just penciled in. But I always said to Dick, that's true for us, but not so much for you. His name, Dick, your name is indelibly printed in the halls of Cleveland lore.
Either you are while you're falling apart and it opened a can of worms. And that gun's in my hand and I know it looks bad, but believe me, I'm innocent. And I'm fearful, I'm fearful, I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I covered my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocks. I can't blow. Will you tell me?
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. My name is fucking Eagle, and this motherfucker right here, Rubber City Rugbear.
It's motherfucking me. Why should I have to tell you, though, man? Because
you don't have to.
I'm famous.
You're internet popular. You're Facebook famous this week.
I got my 15 seconds. I finally did it. I finally made a video that got us some attention.
Man, I'm jelly. I can never do anything of audio or video to get anybody's attention. You know what gets people's attentions for me is when I put up a meme. I put up a meme online.
You make good ones, though.
Like 100 people are like, ha, 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 ha.
That's great. I put up, love, ha, ha.
I put up like 30 seconds of a video that I'm like, hey, I spent like 4 hours working on this video. Does anybody want to check it out? Everybody's like, no.
Crazy.
Not at all.
I did that video in one take.
Yeah, you made a one take video because last week there was a protest, if you will, a rally, a love Trump's hate rally. In Akron, Ohio. It's going on all around the country.
I guess.
Where hipsters get together and they say, hey, our team should have won. It's like protesting the World Series. Be like, no, the Cubs didn't deserve it.
Yeah, the Indians are actually the champions.
We were up 3-1.
Cubs aren't my champions.
I'm calling bullshit. So the hipsters... Last week in Akron, Ohio, in Highland Square, an area that I love.
I lived there for almost 5 years. I love that place.
One of my favorite places to go to is Highland Square. They met behind the Chipotle.
Yeah.
You know, to show their solidarity with the Mexican community.
And it's not just a Chipotle. Like, there's a fucking mustard seed right there. Right?
A mustard seed?
Right, which is the most expensive, unoppressed fucking grocery store you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you made a wonderful video. You were making a very wonderful point, basically saying that.
Where are we going, Eagle?
Oh shit,
Eagle! Where are we going?
Oh shit,
Where are we going? What is our destination?
Our destination is the mustard seed.
Turn right at the gentleman selling crack.
They heard me talking about Chipotle and Highland Square on my phone. Just like, hey, would you like to go? Is that where you want to go now?
Here's mustard seed for you.
But people protested. You were basically saying that you know, you're not really protesting shit.
Well, it's look, I understand, like, if you have something to protest about, and you do, you know, if
sure.
you're pissed about the outcome. Yeah. I guarantee not all of those people that showed up, because I guess it was like 100. They said hundreds, and I'm saying I seen the video of the crowd, and it was not hundreds.
I saw some pictures.
There were some people.
Screen caps.
There were some people down
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Right. And they kept it off the street. They didn't block the street.
They didn't go into the freeway like some people.
They kept it on the fucking sidewalk and shit. They didn't want to get arrested or shot. Because you fucking block the street in Akron, you're going to get fucking shot or run over. People got to get to where they're fucking going and shit.
These, I mean, they're from Akron. They're good people. They're good people. Yeah. Good-hearted people. But you know that there was a good percentage, I want to say a third of those people didn't vote, probably. And they were probably just there trying to get some puss.
Trying to crush some puss, bro.
Good for you, dudes. If, you know, whatever works for you.
Whatever works.
I'm just saying, like, they got something to protest about it. But setting up a protest at, like, 11 o'clock at night or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and meeting behind Chipotle to fucking walk down Market Street.
That's the part that made me chuckle.
What are you? Who are you protesting to? You're not protesting anybody, man. Like, there's nobody out there listening to you that gives a fuck.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what the point was. I don't. Other than just being fucking a narcissistic asshole and going, "Hey, look at us. We didn't vote for him."
That's definitely a big part of it. Is a lot of people feeling the guilt. Going, "Hey,
I guess
you look at me." I mean, okay, if you were to look at either one of us, we're both grizzled old men.
Yeah.
You know, there's days I wear a shirt a lot that says Bullet Club on it, which gets a lot of nods from redneck dudes. They're like, "Fuck yeah.
That's right,
like
that
bullets." But I'm like, it's a New Japan Pro Wrestling shirt, bro. First of all, it's all the way from Japan. So you really wouldn't appreciate this.
They think it's like a flak jacket.
I've gotten looks since the election, and they probably mean nothing. But I get the feeling where I'm like, they probably think I voted for Donald Trump. God damn it.
Yeah, I get the same looks.
And I mean, not everyone who voted for Trump is a racist, but every racist voted for Trump.
It's not okay to rip someone's hijab off and tell them to go home. It's not okay to write "die faggot" on a homosexual couple's car. That's not okay. We're not going to stand for that, and love will triumph over all.
Well, America chose, right? So, I mean,
maybe in 4 years?
Or unless somebody takes them out.
I said unless somebody takes them out. That seems very inflammatory.
4 years, right? But, like, I mean, look what happened to Martin Luther King. And other people got assassinated, right? So you never know. Maybe somebody might do the same to him.
You didn't say that! Tell me you didn't just say that!
I don't feel like making a sign that says, "This pussy grabs back." Which, there was more signs that said, "This pussy grabs back," than there were any other signs at this protest.
I didn't really understand that.
Like, I don't like
how do you bitch about misogyny and sexism and then make it a sexist thing?
Yeah, if a lady were to say like, "This pussy grabs back," I'd be like, "Oh shit, are you like asking me to like grab it?
Do you want me to grab your pussy then?"
Like, well, because I wasn't going to, like,
right, but you're saying that it grabs back.
Yeah,
which means I have to grab it first in order for it to be back.
Did you get any flack from anybody?
Nobody got a hold of me. I was expecting somebody to get a hold of me and be like, just so you know, protest really means something. We were doing something. No, you weren't. You weren't doing shit. And here's what's fucked up, right? Is that you had like all them people get together at night and walk down a fucking dumbass fucking street in Akron where nobody's paying attention to them. And they get zero point across. Yeah. 2 days later.
2,000 years later.
A fucking 69-year-old man walks into fucking Angel Falls Coffee in Highland Square, walks up to a table of kids, and he's wearing a Marine coat, like a Marine's outfit. He's a vet.
Uh-huh.
And he asks these kids, like, who set up the Trump rally? Who set up the Trump protest? You know? And they're like, "We don't know." And he's like, "Well, we have to stop Trump. We've got to get him out of office. This is crazy. We need to protest, and more people need to protest." And then he started going off about the places that he has served, right? And getting very agitated. So the manager of Angel Falls Coffee asks him to leave. So the guy leaves, and he's walking down the street in Highland Square ranting about Trump, and he's pissed off. 69 years old, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Okay? Ranting and raving. Goes to his car, gets a can of gasoline, douses himself in gasoline, and sets himself on fire.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's metal as fuck.
He did more in his crazy little fucking happenings than all those people did with their bullshit. Wow. I don't know. Seriously, I don't know how many people got together for their little rally and walked down the street fucking talking about their little "We Shall Overcome Trump" bullshit. But there's a fucking 69-year-old dude that wanted to get his point across so goddamn bad that he lit himself on fire.
That is insane.
Yeah, he's laying in Children's Hospital right now in the burn unit. He actually lived.
Wow.
Yeah, lived.
I bet that pissed him off.
I bet right now he's regretting it.
He's regretting it. He's like, shit.
He doesn't know shit. They got him in a chemically induced coma. Oh. I guarantee that.
Well, that might be fun.
It's a dreamland. Whatever he's dreaming about, unless he's
dreaming about Trump not being like, his president. Not unless, my president.
Unless he's back in Korea. Or fucking Nam. I mean, 69 years old, he would have been a Vietnam vet.
Right.
If you got Vietnam vets setting themselves on fire after all the shit that they went through, something's amiss with our president.
Oh, who's a hobble with a wobble at the gang, right? Oh, who's a hobble with a wobble at the gang, right? Oh, it's a earth shock, warp rock, feminine wassa.
Is pissed. They're really, really mad, and they have to let you know about it. It's this guy named Kanye West. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
I thought he left the country.
Kanye West is on some serious drugs.
Wasn't he leaving the country and or running for president?
Something, dude. He went on a crazy, like, 15-minute tirade after performing, like, 2.5 songs
in Sacramento. I heard he showed up 90 minutes late.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you, an hour and a half, you make these people wait for 2 fucking songs?
Yeah, you're not Axl Rose.
Oh, my God.
Axl Rose.
Oh, my God. I remember when Pantera made me wait 45 minutes for an entire show, and I was losing my goddamn mind on that shit. Hey. I was tripping on acid, though. So. But either way, I was losing my mind. I was like, when are they coming out? So imagine being like all excited to see Kanye, and he finally gets there after an hour and a half of waiting.
Right.
And he comes out, and he was like, Jesus walks me. Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, yeah,
And then he's like, fuck you, I'm out.
He's like, Mark Zuckerberg is lying to you. Jay-Z keeps saying Hillary's gonna win. Nope. Fucking middle America. Look what they did for you. LeBron James, racist comment, I'm out. And then that was it. The show was fucking over after that. Like, he had to fucking just go off about random nonsensical bullshit, which is, I mean, that's classic Kanye West. Yeah.
He's a psychopath, man. Like, he's got something wrong with him.
He used to be a dork. He used to be a dork who I've heard stories about how he used to do Jesus Walks, like, live for people trying to get record deals. And everybody would just be like, stick to producing, motherfucker. And then he goes off, wins Grammys, makes some pretty good stuff. I have a few Kanye records. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a musically inclined hip-hop aficionado, and so I like me some Kanye. But the guy's fucking batshit. He's guano crazy.
I'm sure, like, out of his catalog of music that there's some good stuff in there.
Absolutely.
You can't get to the level that he's at without having something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter if you're crazy.
Right.
Unless you put your crazy out there. If you just make your fucking music and sell your records, nobody will ever know. You know what I mean? Like, how many fucking crazy nutcases from the 70s and the 60s and shit that we listen to, like rock bands? Like, there had to be some crazy motherfuckers in them bands.
Yeah. Right?
But you don't know it. And you still love their music because you don't know how crazy they were and they didn't tell you to go fuck yourself. Kanye, he's like, you like my shit? Yeah, you like my shit? By the way, your mom fucking sucks dick, and I don't like anything about you or your people, and I'm the greatest. Oh, my God, Kanye.
It's because of people like me and Kid Cudi that you're allowed to wear skinny pants. You're welcome, America. Yeah, you're welcome. He said that before, by the way.
But you're wearing skinny jeans and you're sagging them. You can't do that. You can't do both.
So the incident led to him canceling the 21 remaining shows that he's got on his tour. He's done.
So he canceled the whole tour.
I'm fucking out, guys.
Played 2 songs of an hour and a half set.
Yeah.
90 minutes late to the show, then cancels the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Or the rest of the tour.
Yeah.
21 shows.
Yeah, man. He's got to go hang out with Kardashians and
what do you think he's getting paid? $50,000 a show, probably?
Oh, way more than that.
You think he's getting paid more than that?
Absolutely way more than that. I mean, that guy's packing in, you know, stadiums or really, I guess, be more like a arenas. Basketball arenas and shit.
He's doing arena tours.
And so you're looking at probably 20,000 people there ahead, and his tickets aren't cheap.
Well, ticket prices don't matter. That's all on the promoter. Do you know what I mean? He gets whatever he gets.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he does have a deal for the back end.
Absolute.
So, let's say $75,000 a show. He just gave up $1.5 million.
Yeah. That seems right.
Well, he's like, fuck it. Fuck I don't it. Even care.
I gotta go be crazy.
Let My me bitch go- is getting robbed for $10 million in jewelry and I'm just canceling shows.
Y'all don't want to lose again. I will. A lot of people here tonight felt like they lost. You know why? Because y'all been lied to. Google lied to you. Facebook lied to you. Radio lied to you.
No, with him, I think he's just crazy.
You think he's on drugs?
No. I think he's crazy. I think he's a crazy person.
See, I think he's crazy on drugs.
I don't think he's on drugs.
I think he's on some drugs. Snoop Dogg agrees with me.
Yeah. And what Snoop says goes.
He picked the wrong night to vent like that. Them Sacramento niggas ain't feeling that shit. You should have had a bunch of weird motherfuckers like you in there when you was talking that weird ass shit. That's just my thought. I smoke weed. Weed don't make you do that. What the fuck is he on?
Kanye West has reportedly checked into a Los Angeles hospital and is now under observation. Reports say LAPD conducted a welfare check a little after noon Monday. There was reportedly no criminal activity involved, but responding officers determined to hospitalize West for his own safety. This comes after the rapper canceled the rest of his tour just 2 days after going on a rant during a concert in Sacramento.
It's been a good week for heavy metal. It's been a lot of good metal.
There's a lot of people that were like, I'm so excited about the new Lamb of God. I'm so excited about the new Lamb of God. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so scared to listen to the new Lamb of God.
Right?
I'm scared.
I've listened to two songs from the new Lamb of God, and I would give them both like three and a half stars out of five.
Because the one is like the singing one.
I did not listen to the singing one.
Okay, I've heard the singing one.
I've heard the singing one from the last record. Hated the singing one.
Yeah, and that's what this is. Like, yeah.
So I'm
scared. I don't know. I don't know if the whole album's like this. That's what the fuck
is
he?
Is like the whole album? Is it all just gonna be him being like, "Sorry, I threw that kid off the stage." Bam, bam, bam. People shouldn't pit so hard money anymore. Boom, bam, 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 bam.
Maybe blame it on the club security.
Cause there's a video, there's the music video where he's doing his clean tone singing, and he looks so uncomfortable. It's one thing to have to sing bad, but to like have to lip sync yourself singing bad. Oh,
this is exactly the outcome that I expected with Bobby Clark. So I would try to tell Bobby all the time, like, you don't need to sing clean, dude, because he wants to sing clean. Like, Bobby wants to sing clean. It's like, cool, do a project where you just sing clean.
Yeah, where you're doing nothing but covering Barry Manilow and shit.
Mix it in with your awesomeness, right? Because you're known for this.
You're given a gift.
This is amazing. So don't mess with amazing. You come over here and you create mediocre if you want to.
Yeah, come hang out with me if you ever want to do something mediocre, my friend.
Yeah. But don't. And everybody's like, oh, Randy Blythe. That's how I feel.
The two songs that I've heard from the record were not clean tone singing. They were very loggish, very Lamb of God-y.
Okay.
And I enjoyed them. I liked them. Cool. I liked them fine. I'm going to definitely give the album a different spin. The only reason I didn't get to listen to it is because I was so busy listening to that new Super Joint.
This is bullshit. I don't know, like, everybody keeps hitting me up. You hear this?
You hear Tribe Called Quest? A Tribe Called Quest?
I wanted to
Q-Tip my man!
I wanted that to download so that good. Fucking album. Can't. Look, like, I got my phone. I'm on some straight talk shit, right? I don't have AT&T no more. I left them bitches.
Bye.
And I fuck Verizon.
Bye, Felicia.
I'm going to Verizon. So I got some straight talk shit, right? But I got the plan that only had 5 gigs of data, and then my data ran out. And I, like, after your data runs out, you go from 4G to 2G.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't do shit with 2G. Everybody keeps sending me shit to listen to, and I want to listen to shit and download shit, but I can't. It's 20 minutes, and I get fucking 6 seconds of... make me want to listen to more. It's like, no, there's 6 seconds, but what's the other 2.5 minutes? I don't know, because my fucking phone won't download it.
Well, the entire Metallica record... Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Is that the new... This is the new one?
That's the brand new one. Okay. Just came out. The entire record's out on YouTube. You can stream it, but they've got videos for every fucking song on the album. They just dropped weird. All throughout the day. I think it was Friday. All throughout the day. It was just like, here's a new video. And then an hour later, like, here's a new video. An hour later, here's a new video. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is a lot of fucking Metallica, dude.
Video killed the radio star.
It's Google. It. But they made some good ones. They made some good ones. And kudos to Metallica. Kudos to Metallica for not making me hate them. I wasn't pissed when it was done. The way that I put it to my wife was, we're cool now. Like, we can talk. Like, if Metallica wants to hit me up, sometime, like, we'll make some plans. We're not going to hang out every day. We're not going to do this every day. This isn't going to be part of my life. But every once in a while, I'm willing to make amends.
But if you were hanging out,
yeah,
you would still, like, poke fun at them. Right yeah. to their face. But it wouldn't be, like, serious. It would be
like, hey, remember St. Anger?
Remember that shit, that sucky shit you
some
made?
Some kind of monster. Remember that bullshit? Yeah, so it's good to see you back.
It's good to see you. That's how I imagine the conversation. We're so fucked. Shit out of luck. Hardwired to self-destruct.
And I've seen a lot of hate. There's a lot of hate from a lot of people that we both know. A lot of hate going on the Metallica trip. But they already had the hate, in my humble opinion.
For a long time.
They already had the hate stuck in. They're like, whatever. Doesn't matter what they do. It's fucking bullshit, fake nonsense, blah, 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 bullshit. And I'm like, I think that these dudes are so rich now that they don't give a shit. They're just like, look, we're just going to make the music that our fans have been asking for the past 30 years. Yeah. We're just going to make that album finally. We're going to do it because we are the dudes that made those 4 albums. And
see what the next album does.
That's the other thing. Korn did that with Take a Look in the Mirror. They made a record called Take a Look in the Mirror. It was like right in the middle of their catalog. I listened to it and I was like, it's the one that has Y'all Want a Single Say Fuck That on it. I thought that record was pretty damn decent.
That's a good tune live.
Yeah. I thought it was a good record. And then they went right back to making whatever it was they were making prior to that. And I was like, son of a bitch!
What's the garbage?
Fucking Korn.
What's the garbage?
Fucking Korn.
You know, speaking of Korn.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this week being the week of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The night before Erasing Never. Mm-hmm. And Below the Tide.
Foul Spirits.
Crushing Shit on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving. And then Friday, Mushroom Head.
Uh-huh.
Who happened to kick out a guy named Waylon Revis.
Revis, man!
Ow!
Ow, god dang
me. I told you, man, it's Revis. I'm
a cool dude.
I'm telling you how to pronounce my name, motherfucker. I'm going to have to fucking choke you out like I did Skinny and that other motherfucker.
I'll knock him right out with my hand.
So did you hear that Brian Head Welch is, he did guest guitars on the new Waylon band?
Yeah, he's on a song, right?
Yeah, he did fucking guest guitars on a tune from what's the name of that band again? Something about
Killer's Confession.
Killers? Yeah.
I confess I'm a killer.
So, even just that one song having Brian Head Welch on it, he's already upgraded.
Yeah?
From Mushroom Head. Yeah. He's already upgraded. Like, they kick him out of the band.
Right.
Right?
Gone.
Like, we don't want you anymore, bro. And he's all like, fuck you, motherfuckers.
Poof.
And then he goes and does some shit with the dude from Korn.
The dude from Korn. Yeah. The Jesus guy, right?
The ex-Jesus guy.
The guy.
I think he was, I don't think he was a Jesus guy, though, right?
He's like crazy Jesus guy.
I thought he was a Muslim. Didn't he swing that way? I know he went to the Holy Land.
No, he's like...
Super Jesus?
He's like, Jesus. Like, blowing that dude. I thought
he calmed down on that shit. That's why he's back in Korn.
No. He got Fieldy into Jesus now. Jesus, like, that's their shit.
Good for them, dude.
They love that Jesus shit.
You know, I would rather them snort a giant pile of Jesus
than
stay on meth. Sure. Because that band was going nowhere on meth. So if they can go somewhere on Jesus, good for them.
Well, I just want them to be on whatever it was that they did for the first two records.
Well, that was meth.
Oh, then go back to meth. I'm sorry. Jesus ain't helping your cause.
Jesus ain't cutting it.
He ain't doing shit.
And you sound like Jonathan Davis singing it.
Yeah.
So
if you like that, go check out the show.
It was almost like the heavy part sounded like J-Man, and then the singy part sounded like Jonathan Davis, and I don't know where Waylon was at. It sounded like this, and it sounded like this. What does Waylon sound like?
I don't know.
I'm waiting for it.
I just don't know why Waylon's like not debuting this band somewhere else. I don't know why he's like going directly into the territory. Is he making a statement? Is everything that he's doing with this band a thing out of spite for being kicked out of the Cleveland band?
Probably. We'll see what he does with it.
When we get him on the show.
Because we're going to get him on the show.
We'll talk about it.
He'll definitely talk to us.
He would love to talk to us.
I'm sure he would. Not really.
Yeah.
Want to talk to us.
I don't blame him either.
We're dicks.
We're dicks. I heard it was that time.
Well, it's dark outside.
It's super dark.
It's got to be that time. What time?
I believe it's time for Badass Band of the Week.
Whoa!
Fucking Band of the Week. This week we're choosing a local legend of a band. Late 90s, 97, 98, 99. Well, no, it's more like 98, 99. Keeping it 99.
Keeping it 99.
Runt.
Runt.
7-string guitar, some little short, pissed off guy on stage wearing an Underdog t-shirt, yelling in your face about eating your flesh. Crushing, he loves the way it tastes.
Crushing riffs and shows and crowds full of like half fat dudes and half Nazi dudes and mad fucking moshing. And
yeah.
It was one of the best times ever. 216 and Runt shows.
Dude.
216 and Runt.
It was
216 and Runt. Those
pit,
fucking
pit,
shows.
Pit, pit,
all
pit.
Night long fucking shit up. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what Rob does.
Rob Runt.
Yeah.
Rob Runt, he was in a band called 13 Faces.
I don't know that.
Man, 13 Faces was the shit.
Of course I know that.
Our friends Richie and Tripp, I don't know what the deal is. I haven't talked to them in a while. Last I knew, they were jamming with Rob Runt, doing Runt, and playing both songs. I suggested to Tripp, I said, why don't you ask Rob to just call the project Rob Runt? That way you guys can play songs from Runt and 13 Faces. And then people will be like, it's Rob Runt. Like, yeah.
He could do it all.
Yeah, because if you go see Runt, you're going to expect stuff from the Devil Child record.
Right.
You're going to just want the Devil Child record, Killing Time, you know, just
well,
like.
It's like me. If I see Mushroom Head, I expect everything to be from the Super Buick album.
Right. Runt's one of my favorite bands of all time live. Like, absolutely a blast to go see that band play.
Yeah.
Rob's
aggression on stage is 100% real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he is an angry human.
And it's infectious too. Yeah. Like you want to rage. You want to rage when you're talking to Rob.
I feel like Rob could be in a room of 1,000 people and command 500 of them to fist fight, and they would.
Right? There's been days where I'd be one of those people like,
fucking, you, fight! And they would just...
To the death! To the death, motherfuckers! Why not Runt this week? Thanksgiving is going on this week. You know what I'm thankful for? Fucking Runt.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for some fucking Runt. Throw Schnauzer on the bill. Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit.
Watch out.
Oh, shit. They were all part of that whole crew. You would hear, like, the Cold Hand of Christ crew and anybody under the Mushroom Head umbrella at that time. I think there was like a... Do you remember there was like a sampler CD?
Which one? I mean, there was a few that floated around back in the day.
I think
the first
one. I think it was the first one. It's the one that had Devil Child on it.
Okay.
And had Cold Hand of Christ, Rain, And
is Uncle No on there?
Man, dude, I don't know. Uncle No.
Remember that?
I remember them. I remember Funny. Uncle No. Uncle No had like the van, the hippie van on the cover of the CD, right?
Yeah,
I remember those guys.
Hey, remember Bionic Man?
Oh, I remember.
I loved Bionic Man. Remember Chewbacca again? Oh, I love to remember Chewbacca.
But when it comes to Northeastern Ohio metal music, Rob Runt is a legend in the Northeastern Ohio metal scene.
And there was a guitar player that played in Runt.
I don't know who you speak of.
That happens to be, like, we absolutely adore this man.
Yeah.
We think he's the best.
He shreds.
Dave fucking Felton.
I love watching Gravy fucking play. God. Because he's so confident in his guitar playing. Like, he knows he's melting your face off. You don't have to tell him.
No.
No need to tell him how awesome he is. He knows. He fucking knows.
Yeah, he'll just laugh. He'll just chuckle if you're like, you melted my face off. He'll be like, eh. I did.
Some of the greatest fucking stories from that dude, because he's done so much shit and he knows so many people.
Right.
He's just a good guy.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, he was definitely a huge part of Runt's riffiness, you know? All the chugga-chugga-chunkiness that came out of that band. Gravy.
Yeah. And you can go see Gravy Ucrea Diaz at the Fuck Bushman show that's going on in December.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Ucrea Diaz.
I'm sure Rob will be hanging out, maybe? No?
Maybe not.
I don't think he hangs out at shows.
I don't know.
Rob's a busy guy. He's probably doing something.
But somehow, Runt has never been Badass Band of the Week. We're on episode 33 now, people. And so it is time. It is finally time to make it so.
I feel like we've waited, right?
Yeah.
We've waited.
Yes, absolutely.
We've built up a bit of a listening audience, right? So that why would we want to drop a band?
Just throw it in there on episode 14? Come on.
Or four.
Ugh,
yeah, nobody listened back then. Whoever the Badass Band of the Week was on week four, nobody heard you.
We're sorry. You know, you might get it again. Nobody will notice.
Know that we gave it to you because you're badass and we love you.
Yeah.
Nobody listened to it.
But we specifically waited for Runt. For the listening audience.
Because people are going to listen the fuck out of this.
Dude, this shit is so groovy. Talk about grooving. This band's got it. They got the chunkiness, the heaviness, the coolness, the swag.
It was a good cadence.
Very good cadence.
To the fucking, the vocals. It's a band, like, I always gauge bands, like, if you're in a room with a band that's playing and your head's not moving, something's wrong with you or something's wrong with the band.
Yeah.
Either way, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never been able to walk into a room and Runt's playing and not move my head. At least my head. Probably move somebody else's entire body across the room.
So we're going to play some of that for you right now. Then we're going to go off. We're going to go eat turkey, potatoes, all kinds of
sauce,
things.
Stuffing.
For Thanksgiving, baby.
Maybe some duck.
Some duck?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, I mean, not this year.
No.
My dad's dead, so no more duck.
No more duck.
No more duck for my dead dad.
Good God. So we hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. We hope that you enjoy yourself and listen to some Runt on Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for Runt.
I am also thankful for Runt.
And I'm also thankful for misogynistic, murderous, raping white males that discovered this country and gave us this day of food.
We should go protest behind a Chipotle and let them know we did not discover this country.
We are not the ones who gave them the blankets.
Nope.
We didn't do that. Take a second serving of those yams with the marshmallows. Thank you. Big scoop. Ooh. Ooh, delicious.
So until next time, my name's Eagle.
I'm Rubber City fucking Redbeard.
Bye, guys. Yeah.
What's going on with these member berries?